everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Away on Track podcast. My name is Manuela.
And I'm Belle. Welcome to today's episode.
How many welcomes do you want us to say?
As many as we can.
Come here and come.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, you remember that was the initial plan?
Yeah.
We're going to say a lot of
We welcomes. Have to even learn it in different languages so that we can... Yo, did I tell you I've been learning German for like 3 months now?
Oh, okay. It's only French and Spanish I've ever tried.
I've been learning German for 3 months now.
How's that going?
I don't know. I feel like Duolingo is messing me up. Right. You know? Because I feel like when you're learning a language, ideally, you should start with the alphabet. You're supposed to do alphabet. That's one thing Duolingo doesn't
do. No. Yeah.
It should. It just takes you straight to sentences and all that kind of. So I know words.
Very basic. Yeah. The pronouns.
Exactly. No, like pronouns. I know words. I know the pronouns, how to form basic sentences, but...
So look for the alphabet on YouTube so that you can...
Yeah, I've just been too lazy to do that. I keep complaining that I'm supposed to do the alphabet so that it's easier. But then I'm still not doing it. And I'm on day 92.
Oh, you're doing well. I'm ashamed of my Duolingo journey. I started... I started in like first year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm an OG, Duolingo person. And I still... So I started French and then Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah, I did Spanish. I think my French is...
French is wonderful.
Spanish. I have movies and things that I still enjoy them, but I can't hear words.
Yeah, Duolingo is something. But it's been helpful though.
Should I talk about my problems before we start? Or should
I? Yeah, I was going to ask how your week has been.
No, not those problems. Problems with the...
With the
people.
There's this week's problems and then there's preceding problems.
No, those problems with the podcast.
Ella doesn't have problems.
If you can sense the dolefulness in my voice, it's because I'm really saddened by your actions and inactions. So far as I'm concerned, we had very positive feedback on our first episode. Anything the criticism they gave were more technical.
Yeah.
And if you've listened to the subsequent episodes, you would know that we are actually working on them. So tell me why I checked the chats and then the graph is plummeting and our listeners are declining. Please, will you people, if you're on this first table that I'm about to mention, I hope the Holy Spirit touches you, because those are the people that have stopped listening. I don't even know how you're going to hear this message, but may you be prompted wherever you are. And then you're on the second episode, the second table, it means that you've been listening, but you've not been sharing, because I know it's not my my status viewers that gave us that high on the first episode. So if you're on the second table where you've been listening, but you've not been sharing, please, what's up? What's your problem in life?
Kindly
share, follow us on Instagram, Are We On Track Podcast, follow us on Boom Play, is it Share? It's Player FM and then Apple Podcasts as well.
You know another thing I felt? Please, Ella came in with the buzzwords. Me, I'm coming in with all the humility. Please listen to our podcast and share our podcast. But another thing I realized is as soon as I tell people about our podcast, they go to Spotify. So I think we have to figure out the Spotify.
People have been asking about the Spotify. I don't know why Spotify is doing that to us, because we actually meet all the criteria and still we are not. So if you're on Spotify, sorry about that. We would find a way.
We'll revisit it and sort that one out. And probably that's where...
But the first time we weren't on Spotify. At least keep the numbers aware.
Please help with Ella's frustration. Ella is not happy with you guys.
That's where they are. So that's my problem. Yeah.
So let's keep Ella happy.
And then
please.
I wanted us to discuss, this is the second quarter.
Yeah.
So how has the first quarter been?
Charlie, are we in 2024 yet? For me, I don't know.
We are in April.
It's so wild.
What's today's date?
Today is 12th of April, actually. Oh.
I don't remember 1st of April.
I still don't wish HR happy birthday.
Okay. Is April Fool's still there?
I think people did it, but Charlie Ghana, yes, you'll be a dream somewhere else. But I think my first quarter assessment is, I'm still not in the year. If I don't have money, I'm not in the year.
You are in Ethiopia right now.
I'm like the year, man. Until I sort out my finances and every other major aspect of my life.
I don't want to talk about finances right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I am. And you know, I'm surrounded by people. I have this younger, you know, comparison is such a bad thing. I have this younger cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a car. She's been going to Dubai in and out, you know, just living the life. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are these people doing that? No, I'm not doing. And she's out. She's having fun with friends. If I go out today, the calculations I have to do. You know, even when people are like, let's go, and I know that they are going to pay, I'm like, but I'll still have to transfer myself from my house to wherever we are going. And I can't afford to be losing. You know, it's like little money. It's 200 CDs. It's 200 CDs. It's 100. But yeah. It's still a lot of money. It's going.
It's a lot.
I don't want to talk about finances. We did mention that we're going to do something.
Yeah, I think one of my goals is
investments and things.
Yeah, go hard into investments more. Last year I did a couple of investments and they were pretty.
And you didn't tell me.
No, it was on the very like friend's kind of thing. So it was a try and error.
You
know what I mean?
You should have told me.
I mean, my bad. But I'm trying to, this year, one of my goals is to like work on my financial literacy.
I may take a course. I mean, when I was part of the Cyber Girls, there was a financial literacy course, but I didn't make time for it.
Yeah.
I'll take a course. I don't want to be watching like random YouTube videos.
I want
to have like a full course. Just understand when they say stocks, how does it work? When they say this, how does it work?
I think for me,
and then I'll just weigh my options.
Yeah, I think personally, I've done a lot of like research on bits on all of
on
those.
All of them,
it's just about diving into it now. And Charlie, I have some debts to settle. So when I'm done with those things, then maybe early third quarter, which one will be in second quarter? So beginning of third quarter, I mean, I should be able to sort myself out a bit.
Oh, okay, that would be in August.
Yeah, I think so. So,
Is it August or is July?
July, August. Because Charlie, rent is over.
Ah,
I can't leave you. Anyway, so that's my first quarter for you. How's yours?
I don't know how mine is. Honestly, I don't know why I'm smiling and I'm living. I feel like there's no worry because so a lot of things have happened. I did a couple of things. I told you that did not work out. So I've lost money in that area. And it's a lot of money for me. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then family issues. My mom is hurt.
My mom
is hurt. So that one too. And then what else?
Is she doing much better now? I mean, it's going to take a while to heal.
It'll take a while. What else? It's just the money side. But I'm trusting God, honestly. So I'm currently reading Get Your Hopes Up by Joyce Meyer because I need it. I really do need it. But
it's crazy.
Yeah, but I think I've been good with prayer, which is...
That's good.
Yeah, I've been good with prayer. Nobody will ask you to even pray. And then this year I wanted to be familiar with Bible verses, like be able to quote it, and then so I'm doing that as well. That has been going.
No, but do you quick one, not to cut you, but is it really a big deal for you? I always feel like when it comes to Bible verses, even if
the fact that I can pay attention to other information. That's my problem.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be so, is it passive about it? I want to be like make a conscious
intentional
effort.
I
want to be able to cope by. I want to be like very intentional about Bible verses as well.
I get you.
But they are encouraging, honestly.
Very true.
Encouraging. So that
very
has,
true.
I think that one is going well.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So I mean, it's been an interesting quarter. Let's see what this one
is. It's been very... Last year, by this time, I was already in Cyber Girls. Like, I knew where the year was going. Right now, I don't know where the year is going. But But I'm trusting that this year would be good, as said by a friend. He said this year is going to be good. So
yeah, it has to be good.
So that's
it. It doesn't even have a choice. It has to be good. Yeah. At this point, we are commanding it to be good.
Is there anything you use to track your progress?
Yeah, I do. Year? Like, I have so many notes on my phone.
Okay. But I think, there's no, you don't have like a template or something?
Not necessarily, okay. But I have a physical journal, like a book where I write my goals for the year, like the short term. I think I don't really do a lot of goals for the year per se. I just put goals. I don't like to put pressure on myself when it comes to, because one thing about me is I'm very content in that sense. Like, I like to just let things happen organically. I don't like to pressure myself into achieving things like that. I mean, I'm extremely ambitious, no two ways about that, but I just like it to happen organically, where I'm not losing my sleep too much or going crazy about it, right? So that's that. So I have a book that I write certain things I would like to do this year, hopefully. Then I put it there. So every quarter, I just check that, okay, this quarter I could do this quarter. If I'm not able to finish it, just move forward to the end this year. Because last year, one thing that I rolled over to this year was starting a small business. But hopefully this year I will do something.
No, but last year you did so much. I don't think you should even feel bad about
it. I can't even feel bad about last year. I think last year was quite a great year for me. I really, on a personal level, I really feel like I accomplished a lot. And I'm very grateful and content in that department. So if this year is starting a bit rough for me, I'm like, at least last year was better. So you yeah, before we start. Yeah, but
That's it.
So that's it about our recap. Is it a recap? Yeah. It's a recap, sort of. No, but you didn't tell us your
rules. Which one?
What do you mean by which one? What about you said this year? You're just walking through the year or what? For the year?
No. It's based on the question I asked you. Whether you have a... So I write them down, but I usually have timelines for them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The year has been. I haven't been able to do any of that yet. But let's see about this quarter, shall we?
Yeah,
I've been really sad, but it doesn't show. That's my problem in life right now. If I'm sad, it should show. You should see me, no?
Yeah, like, I think you're just the opposite of me. My emotions are all over my face. I can't even hide it.
You won't be able to tell. So that has been it. Oh, I have a good way to introduce our topic.
A topic for the day, yeah.
Should I go ahead?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let me start.
It's not another, I thought it was another song.
No, it's not a song. Oh, yeah. No.
No, but I was liking your songs.
It's a proper one.
Okay.
I have acne. Oh, you're so beautiful. Please, oh. I said I have acne. I didn't say I'm ugly. I have acne. Wash your pillow. Wash your face. Change your bed sheet. Like, me having acne is not related to my poor personal hygiene. I have acne. Stop eating granite. Stop eating granite. And then which other one? Oh, there was a fourth one I've forgotten. But basically, these are some acne myths. Oh, you're not a teenager.
Yes.
Like you say, I have acne. Oh, but you're not a teenager.
Yes.
You're not a teenager. Do you have any other?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been told you need to clean your gut.
Oh, God.
So this year, I detoxed. Like, January, I detoxed like crazy. Those turmeric shots thing I was doing.
Yeah.
I've heard, clean your gut. Take so-and-so pills. My God. There are so many that I've actually forgotten some. And I think because... I don't know if I can already jump into the topic.
Hey.
But I think because of how mine happened, it's also very... Like you said, when you're an adult and you're getting acne out of nowhere, it's very... Like, at your age, are you getting acne? Sort of. Because I had... My own came out of nowhere. It almost felt like an allergic reaction to something, sort of. And then throughout the year, I was battling with the left, right, center. It goes down. What expensive things, God. The money I've spent on skincare last year. And the funny thing is, I never had a skincare routine and my skin was perfectly fine. And I was just so confused when I went to, so I went to the dermatologist three or four times. All of them made my skin worse somehow. And then I went to one pharmacist to the other. I was going to buy niacinamide from our plenty researchers that we do. And he's like, oh, I'm like, what's your skincare before this? And I never had a skincare routine. I was just putting take soap bath. Like, I didn't have a skincare routine. It was like, yeah, it could be that now your skin is reacting to the fact that you did not have a skincare routine. I was like, eh? Yo, that was like one of the most confusing encounters I've ever had. But then, yeah, my journey with sudden acne 2023, Jesus Christ, was hell. Was hell. Yeah. How's yours?
But then I said before, like, some of these suggestions, you people must stop. Especially the one about wash your pillow, bed sheet, wash your face. Like, the fact that I have acne does not mean that I'm dirty. I'm a dirty person.
Right,
I'm a dirty person. Yeah, it doesn't mean that I have poor personal hygiene. No, and then the groundnut one. We used to hear that a lot when we were children.
We used to hear that a lot. I think it's actually that way for some people, but I think typically teenagers.
No.
And they're like, oh, I've been, for me, I was like PCOS, like a whole lot of stuff. Use different towel for your body, for your face. Don't use, then another one would be. Use paper towel for your face instead. One day I was coming to work, I got to Bank of Ghana around that side. I met an old man. He's like, he just randomly said, "When you know, air for towel, any sushi, never paper with you."
Someone randomly told me to use lemon.
Which is wild. Like putting lemon on your skin, bare like.
I tried it for some time. Nothing happened, so I stopped.
It's crazy, but yeah, here we are.
Yeah, but if you're going through it, I don't know. Acne just has a way of getting to you. I did tell you about my sister. When I was younger, my sister used to have a lot of acne.
Mm.
And I would be like, oh, don't worry. It's a stage. It will go. It will go. So me, I thought she was making a fuss about it. Yeah. Like, it's just acne.
Yeah.
When I had my... it got to me. I was like, huh. And you know, for that to get to me, because I'm not even somebody that cares about looks like that. I'm like, this thing can actually affect you so badly. Much,
yeah.
So for people to just trivialize it and then act like it's not a big deal. And you're just overreacting.
Because
hey, do you know what this thing is? Do you know how it feels like to have a clear face one moment and the next thing
it's
and you're
like,
doing everything that you can.
Especially when you don't know the cause. That is the wild. I think you just go on a goose chase. Because for me, for instance, I did not have acne as a teenager. Right? So the first time I had... The first time I had severe acne was... around COVID period, and I caused it because I was trying to put myself
big
on facial treatment and whatever. And I bought this, is it benzonite clay? Did they call it benzonite clay? Aztec, that Indian.
Yes.
I said, I bought this thing with vinegar. What's that thing again? Apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And then I started putting on my face. Said, oh, it will make your face glow. Ask me what was wrong with my face. Nothing.
No, but I had good reviews about that.
So I have sensitive skin. I did not do my research well. I've heard, Aztec, whatever, is going to clear up your skin, make your skin look good. Well, there was nothing wrong with your skin. I started doing this then. Oh, by 1 week into it, I was purging. Purging, God, the purge was so bad. I didn't even go far. I did it for 1 week, Penu.
Yeah,
the purge went on for months. Yeah. So for like 3 months, but luckily it was COVID period, around COVID period.
And
so
we're home.
I was home, so there was not much, and I knew what I did to.
You know,
cause
COVID.
It.
I also had very serious acne breakouts.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I had this hairstyle to cover my face, and I was so grateful for the nose mask. I was coming to work. I had this bushy, I don't know if you
bushy
remember,
hair,
it was a lot of hair just so that I could cover my face. It was too much.
So I stopped this treatment, and then for months it was still going on.
Yeah.
then eventually it stops, so that I'll have to deal with black spots. So I dealt with the black spots throughout. So I did this thing like mid 2021, and then by 2022 my skin was cleared, like back to how it was, even looking better.
Oh, okay.
And then 2023, out of nowhere, January, in fact, it's like it started a year with me.
Oh, okay.
Pop, 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 pop. My skin was just breaking out small, 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 small. By April, my face was damaged. And my, you know me, I touch, I pick my face. Like, so it, and when I get black spots on my face, it takes like forever for it to go out.
But the touching is not the cause. I think we need to also.
No, the touching, it's not the cause. Touching maybe leaves the marks. The touching leaves the dark spots.
Even then. Breakouts, I have not touched my face. I still get that.
Yeah, but the severity is actually, because I've experimented.
And I've also tried both, and no, they were the same for me.
I think that's where the type of skins come in, because in situations where I don't touch my acne, it will leave a mark, but it will leave like very tiny black spots where it would go very fast. But the ones I touch, oh yeah, we are taking 6 months to clear that.
For me, it was the same value.
Yeah.
But that's not the cause. It's just maybe it makes it worse or something, but that's not the cause. So those who also say, stop touching your face when people... Like, the acne is already there. Like, it has happened. So it's not like the cause. Like,
no, but
you touching your face is not the cause.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like you infect it too, because...
And so that may be spreading it, or that's what I mean by making it worse. But it's not like the primary cause of...
No, I don't think... Okay, happens. Personally, I don't think I've heard that, okay, that's what is causing your acne. I just know that what is making your acne worse. Like, it does...
I've heard that.
Because it does not help the situation. Have you heard the ones that say put ice block to numb it? Did you ever put... Because I've put ice block to numb it before.
Influencers put block on their face, but I didn't know that that was like...
They put ice block to numb your face... Babes, like, I've heard a lot when it comes to skincare.
Okay, but we both started skincare because of acne.
Yeah, right? Sudden acne.
How has the journey been?
I think for now, for a couple of months now, it has been steady. That's after trying so many different things. But for me, I think I'm the opposite of you in the sense that I'm very patient. I don't think Ella is patient.
With what?
With your product, when you buy the product.
No, I do.
Yes, but then it's like...
I've been using the same product since.
No, but you know, sometimes I feel like you want like quicker reactions to these things.
Rather, no, I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
When I buy one product and it works for me, I like to use it for like...
I've been using the same product I started... Like in 2020? Most of the products I've been using have been the same.
Okay, but you just be introducing a lot of new. Yes,
it's just it's this year that I started introducing a lot of new.
Because I thought you didn't need retinol. All of a sudden,
no, retinol. The retinol. It was just cheap. I bought it because it was.
But you see, that's the problem. You can't keep putting everything on your face.
It's not everything. It's just retinol.
Why did you need retinol?
I want to use retinol.
Why?
I want to use
you are becoming like those people.
Which one?
Where the people that we are complaining about, because at this point, if you are not reading as to if you really need it, then you are just
putting... No, I know what it does, but I don't care about its benefit. I told you it was just... I was buying my usual skincare products and I saw like, every retinol I see is very expensive. This one is cheap. Oh, no. Add it. That was all.
Anyway.
It wasn't any...
Okay. Anyways, it's just... I think it's just been that. So I tried a couple of expensive products. I do very extensive research on... I think for me, I do the research based on the product and then whatever is inside that product. Mm-hmm. So I do those researches. I bought one expensive product that I thought was like my savior.
You want that?
The faded. It was... So I bought this Topicals faded, the one, that pink one I bought.
No, which brand is that?
Oh, Topicals, Topicals. It's called Fade. Product is called Faded and it's topical. It's supposed to tackle, because you know me, my problem is the acne will go away in like 2 days, then it's going to leave. It's the scar, treating the dark spots is a problem. So I bought this product, and then that product has all the necessary ingredients for acne and then black spots, right?
Okay.
So it has the azelaic in it, it has licorice root, it has niacinamide in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little bit of glycolic acid in it. So it has a lot of hydrochloric acid also. So it has all, is it hydraulic? No, hydrochloric. Hydrochloric acid is no good. It has HCl, hydraulic acid. So it has that one too. And it was very good for
it's not hydraulic.
It's hyrolic.
Yeah. Hyaluronic. I think so. Yes, it's hyaluronic. No. Yeah. Check.
I think it's hyrolic.
No, just check. Let's check. Hey. Check.
Let's see.
H-Y-A. Okay. It's hyaluronic or something.
I know there's an L somewhere.
Yeah, it's luronic, I think so.
Oh, come on. What's happening? it's...
Luronic? Hyaluronic, yeah.
Hyaluronic acid. Yeah. So it had that in it. So it started treating... So for the first 1 week I was using, the thing was gone, everything gone. Then after and the tube was about, is it 30 ml? I've forgotten the size. 30, is it 60 or 30, something like that? And it was 700 CDs at the time I bought it. And I'm like, this is the better work because I'm spending money on other products and this one alone is 700 CDs out of that. So I bought the thing, started using it 2 weeks. I'm seeing it was going well. First month, I was like, so that was August, September ish there. My spots were fading very fast. Then all of a sudden, somewhere in October, this thing has stopped working and I'm breaking out all over again.
Yeah.
And then now all the jaw, the work that has been done, which is the black spot, has been cleared. New ones have come now. So now from October, I was a bit confused. I had to. From October, I was just okay, I'm just going to leave my skin. Just left it and it wasn't going. Leaving it alone too wasn't going. Nothing was happening. So by December, I think when I went home, I just did a lot of reading and all that kind of stuff. In January, I started detoxing. I did a detox, cleared my gut. I don't know whether that thing helped my skin, but at least it really did clear my gut. I really felt good with my digestive health. So I did that and then I got azelaic acid. Nothing saved my ass. So I just got azelaic acid, and azelaic acid has just worked so far. So far, it's just
personally I wouldn't have used the faded because I don't like a lot products that have a lot of active ingredients. I hear that the formulation is the best, but I don't like it. Personally, I don't like it. So that's why I like the ordinary products. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they take one. And then, so if you check their product, if it's niacinamide, it's just niacinamide. If it's hyaluronic, so I like to pick them that way and combine them. So I've watched a lot of videos. They keep saying that if it has a lot of formulation, that is good. But I don't know. I don't like it. And it doesn't work for me. So I wouldn't have bought faded at all because I like to pick. So all the ingredients, all the products that I use, they are very specific. No more than two. My moisturizer just has niacinamide and then what's the name? I've forgotten. Salicylic. So they all are very specific for. Yeah.
Because you know,
I don't like any formulation that has a lot of activity.
So I tried, I tried salicylic acid. That thing ruined my skin, made my skin so worse. Because ideally, salicylic acid of 2% or lower is supposed to be for your active acne treatment.
Maybe then the other one is what would work for your acne.
The benzo.
Yes.
Because I hear that one is even harsher.
Yes, I hear.
Compared to.
So then if maybe it's in your cleanser, then you look for other. No, I mean, if your cleanser is the one going to have that, then you look for your moisturizer and things must be able to. How do I say?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It was just one product that had salicylic acid in it.
No, we are talking about the fact that the benzoic acid or whatever is harsh. And I'm saying if you bought it for your cleanser, then maybe your
moisturizer would be something different. I think that's how they
down
do
the pain the sensitivity that it would give.
I think the benzoyl peroxide, they only put them in either a face wash or those sports treatment thingy?
I wanted us to answer some general questions. Mm. One is it complicated getting into skincare? Like the reading, the research, and the things that you have to do. Is skincare complicated?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I tell people my skincare, I don't see it to be a big deal now. But then when I tell people my skincare routine, they're like, oh, so you're using all these products. And I don't even use a lot of products, first of all. I use like 3 or 4.
Mm.
But then they are always like, ah, but it's still a lot. So first, let's answer the question, is skincare complicated?
I think so. For me, I think yes, because of the amount of work that goes into
researching individual product. You need to know what is niacinamide. I think niacinamide is vitamin B3.
I think
you need to know like each of them. Retinol is A.
But the essential is even knowing your skin type. Because most people think they know their skin type, but you don't. So you might
may have to see a dermatologist. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also the people that sell skincare products, I think the ones I've tried so far, they are often good. They can tell if you describe it well enough, they can predict like what your skin. I told you somebody got me skincare product. And the person just described my skin type to the seller.
Okay.
And then the seller got the person the products she thought I needed.
Okay.
They were the exact products I was using.
Okay.
So I think if you can't see, because I don't know how people's insurance, whatever. So if you can't see a dermatologist, let's be realistic. It's not everybody that can see a dermatologist.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if you can't see a dermatologist, I think some of these pharmacist and things can help.
And even me, the demo people I saw, none of them told me my skin type, or none of them, everything I treated for my skin came from my own research. So I never even got I never even once asked the vendors, like, what do you think I need? I always do the extensive research. Yeah. And if I'm coming to you, I'm coming to buy the product after I've done extensive research. So I feel, yes, it's complicated because starting point alone, which is knowing your skin type, it's very essential.
And also, I think sometimes people want to belong to a certain category. Please don't go into it thinking that, okay, no, by all means, I must be oily.
Yeah,
I see people like that who just want to be here. Oh, I have combination skin.
Yeah,
do you even know what combination skin is? So it's important that you do your research, like, from zero, so that you would be able to. Because if you have biases and you have a place where you want to belong to.
And I don't know why you would want to be biased when it comes to your skin. Like, it's so weird. I don't get it. But you have to know, before you put any product on your skin, I feel like you have to know your skin type. That's like 101.
And then know what you want to treat as well.
Yeah.
Because so I got into it because of acne. So acne was like my primary. Apparently, if you see me doing any other thing, it's because I know that I can move up from there. But I know is it fine lines you want to target? Is it this, like, know what exactly
black people, we have fine lines.
I don't know. Just know what you want to treat. Like, know what you want to treat. Some people may have like very basic goals. You just want to look good.
See, basic goals is what puts me in trouble the first time. So please
still do your research. No. She didn't.
Trust me, don't do any research. If it's not broken, don't touch it. Do not touch it. No. I can't see. Don't. There's no need to go and do research over there. But how to get your skin looking?
They want to.
Maybe more your skin is already fine.
Maybe. Do people want that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I want my skin to be as smooth as the baby bump.
Okay. Good for you.
Good for you, right?
Don't do it. So you should. It can be quite complicated. Then I think also introducing multiple products at a time is a terrible
idea. It's a terrible idea.
So that if there's a problem, you wouldn't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So you must do also introduce one product at a time. And use it for about over 8 weeks so that you can tell.
Yeah. No, but it's not every product that you can use.
No, I mean if it's like, especially if it's going to... If it's harming your skin immediately, that one you can just take it off. But then if it's something that maybe you have a list of products you want to introduce into your skincare routine, like you must do one for about 8 weeks
before you bring another one,
just so that you can know which one is causing problems for you.
Anyway, that one is true.
Also,
the simplest. Routine is always the best routine.
Honestly. Exactly.
The simplest. Because
I know that, you know this, I think influencers just lie to people. And you see your favorite influencers and they have like 1,000 products.
They don't use them. They're just selling them, trust me. Because right now, all I do is I wash. I don't even have a cleanser. I just have my turmeric soap that I use to wash my face, which I've been using for like 3 or 4 years. There's a bar of turmeric from Thailand. Yeah, so I don't have. No, I mean those plenty
branded
cleansers. I don't have.
Just use your soap.
Yeah,
if that's working for you.
I just use that. After that, I use rose water. I like rose water because it's very calming on my face. It's soothing on my face.
Okay.
Especially because I have very sensitive skin. I just use that. Use my vitamin C.
Mm.
Then I use my moisturizer.
I use
my moisturizer and then sunscreen. That's my morning routine. So that's basically it. In the evening, the same thing minus sunscreen and vitamin C. And I add my azelaic. And I'm done. Because before I had skin problems.
I have a similar routine. Yeah. I use my soap and then vitamin C and then my moisturizer. Then in the evening I use soap, retinol, and then moisturizer.
You
are supposed to use sunscreen in the mornings, but please, so me, sunscreen is very expensive. So I use my sunscreen when I'm going into the sun. All these reapply
Ella, 2 hours. Yeah, but you can say that because you don't have, you see, what one thing that sunscreen treats very well, helps you treat very well, is hyperpigmentation.
Because
you can use all the products and then if you don't wear sunscreen, your hyperpigmentation won't go fast. And that's one that's my problem, right? Right? That's my biggest skin problem right now. So it's safe. And even, for instance, your black spots don't stay long on your face. So you can choose not to wear the sunscreen. But me, if I don't wear sunscreen every day, follow it religiously, it's going to take like 1 year for one spot to clear from my face. So
And then I wanted us to answer, is skincare expensive?
It's freaking expensive. we are always going for the big brands, and that's what's
generating. It is expensive, but then I also have a theory for it, especially if you want to get into it, like, don't let it scare you. It's like a house, right? At the beginning, you just need one room to live in. If in the future you want to have a garage and you want to have all those things would come when you can afford. But you can just get your cleanser and your moisturizer, sunscreen, and you should be good. You should be good. Especially if you're not going in because you want to treat something. Yeah. Once again, don't mind me. If you have basic goals, especially if you're not going in because you want to treat something, like, don't do a lot. I don't follow all these influencers with their... They have... Sometimes I'm like...
Yeah.
Actually, but honestly, it's so many products,
and your skin, I don't think your skin needs that.
But once in a while, I think your skin should even breathe. So some evenings, I don't do anything.
One good thing that the dermatologist told me was that every 28 days, your dead skin, you get new skin without using collagen. So you get new skin every 28 days. But see, this thing I'm saying, I'm not joking. If my skin, my hyperpigmentation clears, I'm not using anything on my face. So trust me, people, don't go and follow TikTok people and do skincare if you don't have any skin problem. Leave it.
That means everything you're doing is right already. That's different.
There's really no need.
So we've answered the questions that I wanted us to ask, whether skincare is expensive, because it can be very expensive. What else do I want us to say about skincare? Are there any movies? I was trying to find movies in the about the beauty industry and things, but
I don't think I found
one documentary. I haven't watched it. Not so pretty. No, just the beauty industry or like the origin of these. I found it started in Egypt, by the way. But just like anything you could watch for reference, like how these things are.
I don't know. I don't think it's my kind of vibe, so I don't think I've ever
looked it. Would be, I love documentaries, so it would be my kind of vibe. So that's it on skincare. And don't feel bad if you have acne. I don't know how it does it, but acne just has a way of It's demoralizing you.
It's depressing.
Don't let
it. It's really depressing. Don't let especially it. When you start seeing progress and then
it stops,
then it goes back, or it's getting worse. Some of the products can
do that. And then when people are just dishing unwanted, unsolicited advice or something, like, I don't need this. You think I haven't? Like, especially when they are so basic. Especially, and then the ones with the wash your pillow. You just think I'm dirty. Like, that thing offends me so.
We didn't say, regardless, we didn't say don't wash your pillows.
People, I don't think in your
audience. You assume you wash your pillows 3 weeks.
How long have we been talking? Oh, 40 minutes. That's a lot. What are you watching?
Okay, so I finished. I'm watching Shogun.
I'm watching Shogun too.
Which episode are you on?
Episode 4.
Oh, no, I can't spoil it for you because I'm on the recent episode, which is 8. I'm watching Shogun, and I finished Three Body Problem on Netflix over the weekend. Okay. It's an interesting watch if you like science.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like fiction and then everything about quantum and nanotechnology and stuff like that. So that was interesting. That's okay. That's basically what I'm... And I'm watching... I think I've said it already. Shameless. It's a very interesting series. It's funny. It's my kind of funny. So I'm watching that.
I just finished reading one book that I had been dragging for so long. 1984. Mm. Amazing. My mind was blown. If you're into dystopian books, I think this is for you. Seriously. My mind
What happened in 1984?
I don't know. But do you like
Ella? I feel like you are the reason you don't get me to read. Cause when you come and talk to me about 1984,
that's the title.
Like, why would I sit there, pick a book and read 1984? You don't encourage me to read. Yeah. What do you mean?
Interesting. 1984 by George Orwell, and then currently I'm reading Joyce Meyer's Catch Your Hopes Up for obvious reasons. Yeah, I'm watching Shogun. I watched Oppenheimer. I watched Maestro. Those were a few weeks back. But if you haven't watched them, very good movies.
Yeah, it's so much.
And then Yellowstone. If you're into what's the name? Cowboy movies. Country.
Country kind of movies.
Yeah. There's a name I'm trying to get, but I've forgotten.
About what?
Like the cowboy. There's a name for those type of movies. Oh God, how did I forget?
Cowboy.
No, there's a name.
Country.
No.
Rodeo.
No. You're mixing all those elements, but no, there's a...
Redhead.
No.
Redneck.
Stop. I made you. Oh no. This is...
What?
Oh my God. I can't remember and I feel so bad.
I'm so confused by your reaction, right?
No, but when I say it, you would know. Okay, I can't remember. But yes, if you're into that, then Yellowstone is... I think it gets boring after season 2, but it's a good story, Sha. Anything else you want to...
No.
All right. Bye, everyone. Don't forget to follow us on what?
Instagram,
Apple Podcast, Boomplay, Player FM, and then for Spotify. So I don't use it as an excuse. Please, we are working on it. We'll get back to you.
We beg. Please listen to us. We are interested. We are trying to be interested. Anyway.
You're trying to be interesting. One day we should talk about it. Like, do you think you're interesting?
We are trying to be interesting.
Are you trying to be interesting?
I don't know.
But
if
generally,
I'm interesting.
Do you think you're interesting? What do people say?
I've been told
say?
I'm interesting.
You've been told.
Okay. No, I've been told. Mostly, I've been told I'm comfortable to be around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. What have you been told?
People say, but then I also understand that sometimes you're just not somebody's cup of tea. I don't know, but yeah, one time we should talk about it. Like, what makes a person interesting and those kind of things. I think it would be nice.
All those things not subjective. Very subjective.
Very, very. No, but then there are some people that they are just there and people gravitate towards them.
Oh, yeah. My brother is like that. Yeah. I don't know where he got that from.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.